Well, we thank you all for joining us this morning. We're looking for a rhema word from the Lord this morning. Let us all go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning. We're thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. We're thanking you for another day's rising. Lord, we just thank you for all that you're doing for us in our lives. Lord, I especially want to thank you for the elections that have taken place this morning in our state. We ask you to have your blood covering over it, that the right people will be put in the right position. And Lord, we thank you for the master's call and for Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts and for what they are doing on this call this morning. God, we thank you for their yes and for answering to your call. We ask you your continued blessing to watch over this call, continue to reach out and touch hearts and touch lives and change lives. We thank you. We thank you for Artists International, Lord, and what's taking place, the transformations that's taking place in that company, Lord Jesus. For this, we give thanks, we give honor, and we give total praise to you. In your blessed name, Jesus, amen. I will now turn this call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please take it away, Minister Brenda, and be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. And you also, my sister, and I know things are going to go well there in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, good morning, TMC family. We're so thrilled and so delighted to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. This is Minister Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we're so excited to have each and every one of you join us this morning. We are going forth. We have just completed 5 years as being the master's call, and we're looking forward to another 5 years with you and even more. So we thank God that you have joined us this morning. We give God glory for I'll tell you, these women are phenomenal. They are dynamic, and they are a blessing from the Lord. They started this call back 5 years ago, back in 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We give God glory that they said yes, and they went forth with this call. So here we are today, 5 years later, encouraging, and I'm telling you, and this is what the scripture tells us according to the scripture that they've given us. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we're praying in the morning. We're praying first, just like Minister Jackie did this morning, and we're going to pray when we go out, and we give God glory that we all come together in unity in prayer. And we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know that this is what's taking place in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits each and every day as we come together in unity here on the Master's Call, which we also call the Telecommunication Sanctuary. Amen. Well, listen, we also have a website. If you haven't visited, I encourage you to do so. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will get the messages for the past 5 years, believe it or not. They're archived there, as well as the bios of our dynamic speakers. And then you'll get to notice that this year, and we still have 2 more full months, November and December this year, and we can decree and declare this theme, and I love it. It says, through me in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. So we give God glory that miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place through us, in our lives, through others' lives, every day, each day that we look to God and we know that he is doing miracles, signs, and wonders. So I just love that theme, and I'm hanging on to it till the end, okay, you guys? But anyway, not only that, if you have a desire to be a part of this phenomenal ministry, please do so by sending your request to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And we'd be glad to have you as a host, as a greeter. You may even have a word from the Lord. We encourage you to just send that information to us, and Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will get with you. Not only that, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, please send also those to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may not heard, but many of us are a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, and to me, it's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven. And so with that being said, we are helping people around the world get healthier lives, okay? And I tell you, there's nothing like it. So if you want to know more information about it, we have a new morning motivational call that comes up right after this call, and you'll hear the dynamic leaders give great information about it. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And there you will hear what all we're doing here on in Artists International. It's a phenomenal company and has been strong for 25 years. Now, with that being said, I do want to inform you that the educational system that Artists is doing, it has been postponed until further notice, okay? And not only that, you might want to go on and tune in to get registered for all of those that are distributors. Just register, because we're going to come together again in Las Vegas in February 2016, and we're looking for a dynamic time to come together. So to register for a phenomenal rally that they got going on, please dial the 855-ARTIST, 8555-ARTIST, and just let them know that you want to register to be a part of this rally, okay? Well, listen, I know you as well as I are, we're ready to just get into the Word, and we have a dynamic speaker here this morning. This man of God has a mantra, and he says, make a decision, move now. I like it. He says, make a decision, move now. And that is none other than Coach L.A. This man of God is a professional coach. He's a certified life coach. He's a health and wellness coach, a business coach, and an executive coach. Do you need more? I tell you, he is a man of God who loves people. He loves to bring out the best in people. He's worked with teams around the world, around the United States. He's launched Speak Ministry in 2012 to empower individuals. He's also conduct weekly empowerment calls, and he's done various things in order to help the well-being of mankind, because that's his passion. He wants to help. He's committed to help the well-being of mankind. He is a man of God who is married to his lovely wife, Lori, and I do believe that they just celebrated an anniversary, if I thought I saw right. But listen, he can correct me, because he and Lori lives in Florida, and they're doing great things in the Lord. They have a beautiful canines over there, and I tell you, I think they're Dallas and Domino, two canines, and I love dogs. But anyway, he is a man of God who speaks the truth, who encourages to the people of God. So I'm getting out of the way and introduce to some, present to others, none other than Coach L.A., Minister Lance Waterman from Florida. Are you there, Minister
Good
Lance Waterman?
Good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to give my shout-outs to Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity this morning. This morning, I want to talk about what does it mean to praise God. In a society today where we're complaining so much about everything that's going around, we're being so judgmental, and, you know, things are not looking right, and we're not feeling good, and everywhere we go, everything that we're looking at, it just doesn't seem right. We've come into a place where, you know, we're just starting to complain more than we are praising more. So instead of complaining this morning, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to start praising God. You can even start praising the United States. Lord, we just thank you for the call, because I want to share just for a minute what happens when we begin to praise God. So you don't have to wait until Sunday when the choir gets up and when the church ministers get up and everybody starts to sing. You don't have to wait till Sunday. You can start praising God right now where you stand, because God is not a prejudice in terms of when we start praising Him. What does it really mean to praise God? See, Christians often speak of praising God, and the Bible commands all living creatures to praise the Lord in Psalms 150:6. One Hebrew word for praise is yada, meaning praise, give thanks, and or confess. A second word often translated praise in the Old Testament is zamar, sing praise. The third word translated praise is halal, the root of hallelujah, meaning to praise, honor, and commend. All three terms contain the idea of giving thanks and honor to one who is worthy of the praise. If you just joined us, we're talking about what does it really mean to praise God. See, the book of Psalms is a collection of songs filled with praises to God. Among them is Psalms 9, which says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Verse 2, Psalms 18:3 says, God is worthy of praise. Psalm 21:13, praises God both for whom he is and for his great power. Be exalted in your strength. Lord, we sing and praise your name. Why am I coming to you this morning? To remind you that we ought to stop complaining and start praising, because if you look around you, we have enough strife, we have enough dissension, we have enough ugliness in this society that will take our attention off of God and put it on the circumstance and situation. Psalms 150 uses the term praise 13 times in 6 verses. The first verse provides where of praises everywhere. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise God in his mighty heaven. The next verse teaches why to praise the Lord. Praise him for his acts of power. I want to say that again. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Verse 3 through 6, note, how to praise the Lord with a variety of instruments, dance, and everything that has breath. Every means we have to make sound is to be used to praise the Lord. So what am I saying, Coach L.A.? I'm telling you that you ought to praise God when every minute, where everywhere, how with the instruments, and praise him with your mouthpiece. In the New Testament, there are the examples of praise given to Jesus. Matthew 21:16 refers to those who praised Jesus as he rode the donkey into Jerusalem. Matthew 8:2 notes a centurion who bowed before Jesus. In Luke 24:32, the disciples of Jesus were said to worship him after his resurrection. Jesus accepted praise as God. So what am I saying? What have I been saying? We have to get back to the place where we begin to praise God and stop complaining about our circumstances and situation. The reason that prompted me a couple of weeks ago, I got on my transformational coach, Dr. Lucille Fowler, call, and she was talking about the month of praise. And, you know, I was really complaining in my spirit about certain things that were not going my way or that I thought should be going my way. The finances were not coming in time. I was getting ready to break a lease and transitioning out of this house into a new home. And, you know, we needed thousands and thousands of dollars to do that. And, you know, bills were just piling up. And I was complaining, you know, circumstances, situations around me. I was looking at friends whose daughter was having a baby out of wedlock, and I was being judgmental about that. And so when I got on the call, it was something that was said. It was, instead of you complaining, start praising. Now, we're not talking about praying because men ought to always pray. That's what the Bible said. But I want to talk about where we are, where we stop complaining and start praising. The songwriter says, praises confuses the enemy and causes his hands to be still. I want to say that again because somebody missed that. Praises confuses the enemy and causes his hands to be still. See, somebody is going through something right now, and you ought to start praising God. Why? Because when you do that, see, when you start praising him right where you stand right now, see, the enemy would not know how to mount an attack on you or your family. I'm going to say that again. I dare you to start praising him right now because it confuses the enemy and causes his hands to be still. The early church often shared in times of praise. For example, the first church in Jerusalem included a focus on worship, Acts 2:42-43. The church leaders of Antioch prayed and they worshiped and they fasted during the time Paul and Barnabas was called a missionary to work. See, many of Paul's letters include extended sections of praise to the Lord. At the end of all this time, all of God's people will join in eternal praise. So let's just for a minute talk about when you praise the Lord. See, when you praise the Lord, God ambushes your problems. 2 Chronicles 20:22. See, when you praise the Lord, you give the devil a nervous breakdown. I love that. I'm going to say that again. See, when you praise the Lord, you give the devil a nervous breakdown. See, when you praise the Lord, you're throwing a hallelujah breakdown. That's right. You're throwing a hallelujah breakdown. See, when you praise the Lord, you're too slickery for the devil to handle. Yes. When you praise the Lord, the enemy and the avenger of your life is paralyzed. Psalms 8:2 and Matthew 21:16. See, when you praise the Lord, your seen and unseen enemies turn back. Yes, that's right. They got to turn back and finally fall and perish at God's presence. See, when you praise the Lord, TMC call, you start feeling joyful again. That's right. That's right. When you praise the Lord, you start feeling joyful again. Yes, that's right. Dr. PK, when you praise the Lord, the felt presence of God begins to manifest around you. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, when you praise the Lord, demons and darkness flee from your life. That's right. When you praise the Lord, you're doing the right thing. It fits you. You look good in your garment. That's right. When you praise the Lord, your attitude changes. That's right. When you praise the Lord, you're walking in your dominion as a believer. See, nothing can hold you back. You know you got it going on. You're a child of God. It fits you. When you praise the Lord, you're practicing for heaven because when we know, you know the old saying, when we all get to heaven, oh, what a joyful that would be. That's right, because we'll all be together. Hallelujah. See, when you praise the Lord, you're doing what you're doing for all eternity. When you praise the Lord, you're putting down your self-conscious flesh, and as you offer up an acceptable spiritual sacrifice that's pleasing to the Father. It's not about you. It ain't about Coach L.A., and it's not about my wife. It's about the Father, who the Holy Spirit that's in us. See, when we praise the Lord, our emotions and our thoughts come back into divine order, and peace and soundness of mind are reinforced. I want to repeat that one again. See, when we praise the Lord, TMC, our emotions and our thoughts come back into divine order. That's our order, divine order. Peace and soundness of our minds are reinforced. That's right. When we praise the Lord, we're creating a corridor into the very presence of God, an open portal into the realm of his glory. That's right. I'm talking about when we praise the Lord. When we praise the Lord, TMC, we are being different and unique compared to others that don't know God. You know when you start praising God in the supermarket, you say, Lord, I just thank you. People start looking at you like you're crazy. No, you ain't crazy. You are just doing what God wants of you to do. I'm talking about if we stop complaining and start praising God, you'll see results. See, when we start praising the Lord, TMC, you are being different. You are being unique compared to others that don't know God. That's why we have to be used as instruments of God, a vessel to connect God to the unbeliever. See, when we praise God, we are acting like we are part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a special people. See, we have to know our position in God. It says when we praise God, we are a chosen generation. We are not just a people at the left or a people at the right. No, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. See, I have a heir to the throne of grace. You see, I know. I'm a heir, H-E-I-R, to the throne of grace. That's right, a royal priesthood, a holy nation and a special people. I'm just not an ordinary man. I'm a child of God. I belong to the priesthood, the holy nation, a royal priesthood, and a special generation. That's right, TMC. When you praise the Lord, you are correcting your focus back to what really matters. We got to begin to praise God and stop complaining about everything around us. See, when we praise God, it can be a whole lot of fun. I dare you right now to just put down that phone and start praising God. See, some of you are waiting for some things to happen, and truth be told, God has already answered your prayer. It didn't come in the way that you wanted, and so you're looking for the different way for it to come how you want it. You ought to start praising God right now because he has already answered your prayer. TMC, when we praise God, God is glorified, and you are edified. That's right, in Psalm 50 and 23, it says, God is glorified, and we are edified. See, when we praise God, you're doing what we were designed to do. See, the Bible says, let this mind that was in you, that was also in Christ. See, if we have the mind of Christ and the DNA of God, we have no other choice but to praise God. See, because it says you're doing what you were designed to do or designed for. See, when we praise God. And when you praise God, you just feel better, man. You just feel better. See, when I got off that call, see, it was meant for me to get on that call this morning. Because that murmuring and that bickering in my spirit and that judgmental part of me stopped. I start seeing things from the spiritual because God has given me the gift of discernment. And I start discerning things and start lining up the way God wanted me to line up. And I had to ask God to please, Lord, please to forgive me. Forgive me of that sin. Forgive me of that judgmental spirit of mine. See, I got to remind you this morning because some of you got up this morning complaining. Your finances might not look the way it's supposed to look. You might not have a cupboard full of food. You might have one or two pair of shoes and you're praying on another. There are people who are homeless right now. There are people who are hungry right now. There are people who don't have a house with four bedrooms and three and a half baths. And we do. See, we are a society that we throw away good food, but there are people who are hungry. So think about what you're doing before you do it. Think about what you're getting ready to complain about. Should you be complaining or should you be praising? I'm going to say that again. Should you be complaining or should you be praising? Think about TMC. Praising God confuses the enemy. Praising God causes his hands to be still in Jesus' name. See, he cannot mount an attack if you are constantly praising God. See, we don't have to praise God when he gives us things, because really God is not an ATM machine. So we have to stop that thinking. We ought to continually praise God. See, in the heavenly heaven, they praise God 24/7. They're just constantly praising God. The battle has already been fought. It has been won on the court. I dare you to start praising God right now where you stand. TMC, it has been a delight to come before my family just to remind you out of love to stop complaining. That's right. Stop complaining and start praising him. God is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor, and he's worthy of the glory. Back to you, Minister Tura.
God bless you. Wow, wow, wow. Stop complaining. Start praising God. I love it. I love it. Thank
Amen.
You, Minister Waterman, for Coach L.A., for coaching us back into the place of praising God. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go
Amen.
Before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah to your holy and righteous name, because truly, Lord, you are worthy of all praise. We thank you, Father, for another day to glorify you in all our ways. Lord, whatever we say, whatever we do, wherever we go, Lord, we say use us to the glory and honor of your name. Get all the glory, Lord God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK for starting this call and carrying it on. We thank you for Minister Coach L.A. Waterman, Father God, for giving us that word this morning, Father, to go forth into the world and praise God and let people know that truly great is he that's in us and he that is in the world. So, Father God, we're asking that you continue to bless those that's on this call, Lord. Strengthen them, keep them, and protect them from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for pouring back into Coach L.A., Lord God, and his loved one, Lord God, all that's concerning him, Father God. Bless everything that his hands touch and wherever his feet tread. We thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. We thank you, Father, till you bless them to the overflow, Lord God. And we give your name the glory and the honor for doing it. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless Artists International, the founders, and all those that are part of it, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for truly you are worthy to be praised. So we praise your name, Father, for all that's going forth. Lord God, even in the midst of situations that are trying, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, because truly we are victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you, and we say amen in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, I know you want to go back and hear this, because I like this part where he said, praise makes the enemy go postal or something to that effect. I love it. I love it. But anyway, that number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Go back and listen to this call. And also the morning motivational call is coming up next. That's 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300, 539-598-pound. Harold Hem will be giving information on the rally. He's going to give us rally details on the Christmas rally. So get on that call and get that information. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for opening us up with a word of prayer and just greeting us in such the spirit of the Lord and with the joy of Jesus. And we thank you, Pastor Coach L.A., I'm calling you Pastor, Minister Coach L.A., for just giving us such a powerful, profound word this morning. So I'll ask you to come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. Spiritual victory is directly connected to your ability to undisguise the enemy. That means to uncover him, unveil him, unmask him. We do that with praise. It confuses the enemy, and then he causes his hands to be still. Hey, family. Instead of complaining, let's praise him. I pray that this word has touched you. Go back and hear the recording, and I tell you, make a decision and move now. God bless you all.